Well, look who it is. My favorite stranger back at the Bonbon. Here for a drink. I'm sorry, Sam. Looks like I won't be singing tonight. I know you're so disappointed. Let's just say that my evening has, suddenly filled up. Why don't you get my friend a drink? Something from the bottom shelf. Something rough with bite. Not too honest. Well, aren't you going to say hello, stranger? It's the polite thing to do. Now that is not very polite. Pointing a gun at your friend. Oh, we're not friends. My mistake. If I were you, I would lower it so Sam doesn't see. He's not too keen on guns. No, I didn't say put it away, I said lower it. If pointing it at me makes you feel more comfortable, well, I want you to be comfortable. Drinker. What, do you think it's poison? Really? Well, your choice. Oh, that is rough. And just what I need. May I have another one, Sam? Sam won't poison you. He has his thing about killing customers. I don't really understand it. But I respect it. I don't want to be banned. I like it here too much. So tell me, stranger, why aren't we friends? I thought we had a good thing going. I thought we had a understanding. I tried to kill you. Really? And here was me thinking that you weren't so innocent anymore. That you weren't quite so naive. Guess I was wrong. I definitely need another drink before I deal with this bullshit. Whoa. That's terrible. Just awful. Another, please, Sam. Stranger, I didn't betray you. I didn't turn my back on you. I didn't screw you over. You still think it's black and white here, don't you? You think that everyone in a rapture is either good or bad. That's bullshit. And you definitely need another drink. Or not. Don't worry, I'll have yours. Wow. Rapture is shaded in gray. Some shades are lighter, some are darker, but no one is clean. Everyone here has blood in their hands. It's just some rinse away cleaner than others. How dark is my shade of gray? Right now, it's pretty damn dark. Hence the chasing of gin-soaked oblivion. But I didn't screw you over. I did exactly what I promised. You're still alive, aren't you? Wow. No thanks to me. Is that what you really think? Do you think that you're standing here in this shitty bar by the grace of God? There is no God in Rapture. There is only Ryan. You are so bloody naive. Do you think you're actually playing the game? Darling, you don't even know the rules. Hell, you're not even on the right board. It's kind of adorable. Oh, I need more alcohol to deal with this. And Sam, with his ever-perfect timing, has disappeared. Fuck. Darling, why do you think you're still alive? Is it because you're smart? Because you're sneaky? Because you're right and moral? You're so fucking naive. Ignorant. You're alive because of me. You came to me and you asked me to save you. Oh no, you did. You did. I am mistaken, am I? So you didn't ask me to help you survive. To solve your problems. Okay. Whatever you say, honey. But tell me this. If you didn't come to me because you needed my help, why did you come? I mean, no one comes to the Bonbon because they're looking for a drink. People come here because they're looking for something. They need something. Tell me, stranger. What did you need from me? Is that what you got? Is that why you're here now? Do you want another taste? Have you got an itch that only I can scratch? Wow. You definitely need to work on your poker face. That was a very, very telling look. I hate to break this to you, stranger, but I didn't screw you over. I burnt all of my favors. I traded every card I had to save you, because you got yourself in one hell of a fucking mess. In between Ryan and Fontaine, that is not a good place to be. Oh, you're pretending to be innocent again. It's a good look on you. Very good look. I think I might be craving a taste myself. I don't care. I don't care which side you choose. There's no such thing as right in rapture. There are only sides. Survival. Hunger. You know, I curse the day you walked in this bar. You are the one who screwed me over. You're the one that fucked me royal and proper. I was doing just fine, you know. Walking the line, singing for my supper, trading secrets. I was playing the game. And unlike you, I know the game. I know the players. And I know my place on the board. But then you walk in and you ruin everything. And it had nothing to do with that fucking conscience of mine. See, my conscience always kept me honest. But my smarts, they kept me alive. I did what I had to do. I earned favors. I solved problems. That's why you came to me. Someone gave you my name. Didn't want to touch you themselves, but free your bone. Probably to get you to move on. No one wants the kind of trouble chasing you on their doorstep. I don't know what it is about you, stranger, but you make me stupid. These instincts, these skills, I spent years honing them, making them sharp. But you dull them. You make me so stupid. I traded away every favor to keep you safe. Ryan Fontaine. I had enough secrets to save you. But you just walked into a giant mess. There's another play on the board. And I've got no currency with them. Hell. They shot me. Didn't you wonder why I didn't come back that night? I said I would. Do you think I just walked away? Look. It doesn't look like a gunshot because it was a harpoon. Yeah. I was pinned to a wall. Had to wriggle my way off of it. It was excruciating. And by the time I had managed to crawl back to the safe house, you had booked it. No, not only did you book it, you also cleaned me out. If anyone fucked anyone over, it was you. Oh, you fucked me royal and proper. And then you fucked me royal and proper. Why would I look for you? Why would I go chasing trouble? Stranger, you're the one that walked away. I came back for you. Falling apart, bleeding in pain. And I came back. Do you know how that felt? I let you in, I sacrificed everything. Hell, I was bleeding for you and you just walked away. Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know. Did you try to find out? No, you didn't. Of course you didn't. And I'm not annoyed. I mean, that's what rapture does to you. You're not as innocent as you were. The shine has rubbed off. The rot's beginning to set in. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. If I did, you would be dead. But like I said, Sam has a rule about killing customers. Although, technically you're not a customer because you haven't paid for a drink. Oh, you see, I'm now a partner in this fine establishment. After you fucked me over, I had nothing. I had no reputation, no favors. I was a mess. Sam took me in, fixed me up. I helped him out a little. Now I'm a partner, of sorts. Why are you here? See, part of me wants you to say you came for me. But I know it's bullshit. You need me, right? That third party, The unknown player.
What trouble have you gotten yourself into now?
You do realize I have no reason to help you. After what you did, I've got no reason at all. Where the fuck do you think you're going?
You don't listen. You need to listen.
I said I don't have a reason to help you. I didn't say that I wouldn't help you. I don't blame you. I blame me.
I let you in. I let you get under my skin. I was a stupid fucking idiot.
And I'm still a fucking idiot because I'm going to help you. I wish I could hate you. I wish I could fuck you over. But I won't. I can't.
And oh fuck, I need another drink. Sam, my savior. Another drink, please.
So tell me, stranger, are you drinking or are you just gonna stand there while I drink alone?
Sam, two, please. Yeah, Sam, I am being an idiot.
I don't know what I'm doing either.
So, stranger,
what mess have you gotten yourself into now? And how can I help?